from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Investigation into the California shooting. The biggest question, why? The husband and wife who shot 14 people to death at a California holiday party Thursday had 12 pipe bombs, bomb-making materials, and thousands of rounds of ammunition in their apartment. The biggest question left for investigators, of course, is why the couple did what they did. David Bowditch is the assistant director of the FBI's Los Angeles office.
We are trying to determine the motive. We do not yet know the motive. We cannot rule anything out at this point.
Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife Tashfeen Malik were killed in a shootout with police near the handicap training session where they shot and killed 14 people and wounded 21. Fighting was reported in central Somalia Thursday, a day after the leaders of the rival Puntland and Galmudug administration signed a peace agreement. A VOA reporter in the town of Galkayo said the fighting began early Thursday with heavy gunfire. He said both sides used mortars. Medical officials say at least 10 people were killed and more than 30 others were wounded. British warplanes have begun carrying out airstrikes in Syria shortly after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy to defeat the Islamic State group. Royal Air Force Tornado fighter jets took off from a British airbase in Cyprus, struck targets in Syria, and returned safely to the base, British defense officials reported early Thursday. The defense ministry later said the bombs targeted the ISIS-controlled Omar oil fields, but did not provide details of the strike's results. The corruption scandal involving football's world governing body, FIFA, has widened. On Thursday, the U.S. Justice Department named 16 additional FIFA officials indicted for racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering conspiracies and corruption. The latest indictments bring the total number of individuals and entities charged to date to 41. This is VOA News. A number of Israeli members of a Jewish extremist group have been arrested in connection with an arson attack last summer on a Palestinian home in the West Bank. Three people, including a toddler, were killed in that incident. A four-year-old boy was hurt in the attack but survived. The Israeli Internal Security Agency, Shin Bet, said Thursday that it had arrested an unspecified number of youths belonging to what it called a Jewish terrorist organization. The ongoing battle against Islamic State dominated discussions at the summit of the organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, but there were other issues, as Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey met for the first time since the downing of a Russian jet by Turkish forces. Moscow had warned that Ankara will regret the incident. Russia also voiced its anger at NATO's invitation for Montenegro to join the alliance. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg dismissed Russia's concerns Wednesday.
The decision to invite Montenegro is not directed against anyone.
Tim Judah, Balkans correspondent for The Economist, says tensions over Russia's intervention in Ukraine have likely expedited NATO's invitation to Montenegro. Henry Ridgewell, London.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. women soldiers will be able to drive tanks and fire mortars in the near future. The Pentagon is planning to open all combat positions to women beginning in the new year. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter.
I'm directing all the military services to proceed to open all military occupational specialties to women 30 days from today.
Secretary Carter made the announcement on Thursday. The head of the U.S. Central Bank told Congress Thursday that a growing economy is boosting employment and rising toward a healthier rate of inflation. Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen said the economy is moving toward the Fed's 2% inflation target rate. She said this seems to indicate that a rate hike is coming unless economic indicators turn sharply worse. Fed officials have been considering an interest rate increase for quite some time now. The U.S. House of Representatives has adjourned until next week without reaching an agreement on a government spending bill. A spending measure has to be passed by both the House and Senate by December the 11th in order to avoid a partial government shutdown. Among the policy issues causing controversy are deregulation measures that the Democrats say would undo provisions to protect the nation's clean air and water, and measures on Syrian and Iraqi refugees. President Obama said that he would veto any bill that halts the resettlement of Iraqi and Syrian refugees. Once again, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.